Le verbe valoir. Okay, so we can start right now. And well, it's interesting because in some situations you can hear sentences like "ce stylo vaut 1 euro." Okay, and quite often students ask me, what is the verb actually? Because it's a strange form, vaut. Okay, and they have some difficulties to spot the infinitive. And well, basically, this vaut is valoir, okay? And the translation of valoir would be to be worth, okay? Ce stylo vaut 1 euro. So in that case, of course, you want to give the information regarding the price of le stylo, okay? And then you can use, well, basically this verb valoir. Ce stylo vaut 1 euro. Let's see another example, and this one is quite interesting as well. Ça en vaut la peine. Okay, so same thing here. Vaut is valoir, okay, and it's the third person, and it's exactly the same meaning, to be worth, okay. Ça en vaut la peine. But if we look carefully, then we've got la peine, okay, the effort, difficulty, trouble. And then ça, well, translation would be it. But the last thing in this sentence, and the interesting thing here, is en. Okay, remember it's a pronoun, un pronom. Okay, and normally this en is used when it replaces something introduced with the preposition de. Okay, so la peine de faire quelque chose. Okay, so the effort, the trouble to do something. Okay, and this is the reason why we get this actually quite strange structure when you see it for the first time. Ça en vaut la peine. So basically, the translation would be it is worth the effort or it is worth the trouble. Okay, but keep in mind that en in that case would be replacing something that is introduced with the preposition de. Okay, so let's see now, as usual, la conjugaison du verbe valoir. Okay, so how do we conjugate this strange but useful verb? So valoir is right here, and we'll see the present form. Je vaux. Tu vaux. Il vaut, elle vaut, nous valons, vous valez, ils valent, elles valent. Okay, so as usual, look, je vaux, tu vaux, then il vaut, elle vaut. It's phonetically exactly the same thing, but keep in mind you will have to put X, X, T. Then you will get for the plural form nous valons, vous valez, okay, so the classic endings ons, ez, and then ils valent, same thing here, ent, elles valent, ent. So it's basically not that tricky if you're thinking about the plural form. For the singular, it's a bit more strange in a way because it does change a little bit, okay? Vaut, 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 and vaut. And now we'll see le passé composé. J'ai valu. Tu as valu. Il a valu. Elle a valu. Nous avons valu. Vous avez valu. Ils ont valu. Elles ont valu. I don't know what is happening with my mouse. It's a wild mouse now. But then, okay, so basically, no big surprises here because valoir is using avoir, okay, like most of the verbs. So you will have to put avoir here. And then le participe passé form that you will put after is not that difficult because it's valu, okay, and as usual, it doesn't change. It will be the same for all the persons. So you will get j'ai valu. Tu as valu, il a valu, I will change now, voilà, elle a valu, then nous avons valu, Vous avez valu, ils ont valu, and then elles ont valu. Let's see now le futur simple de valoir. So, the future form. And you will get je vaudrai, tu vaudras, il vaudra, elle vaudra, nous vaudrons, vous vaudrez, ils vaudront, elles vaudront. Okay, so as you can see, le radical, so actually the root, the stem will change because it will become vaudre, okay? But then after that, you will have the classic endings for the futur, AI, AS, A, and then ONS, EZ, ONT, ONT. Okay? So you will get je vaudrai, tu vaudras, il vaudra, elle vaudra. Nous vaudrons, vous vaudrez, ils vaudront, elles vaudront. Let's see now few examples with the translations, of course. The first one is, well, the one we saw, en valoir la peine. And it's worth the effort, worth the trouble. Then, en valoir le coup. Well, basically, it's a little bit the same, worth the effort or worth trying. Then, faire valoir ses droits. Assert one's rights. Okay? Faire valoir son point de vue. Assert one's point of view. Ne pas valoir un clou. Be worthless. Valoir le coup. Be worth a shot. Valoir son pesant d'or. Be worth its weight in gold. Valoir le détour. Be worth the journey. Okay? So you can see these expressions that are using the verb valoir. En valoir la peine. En valoir le coup. Faire valoir ses droits. Faire valoir son point de vue. Ne pas valoir un clou, valoir le coup, valoir son pesant d'or, valoir le détour.